Lord bless you, Brother Jeff, in that. Although I kept having to pull my shoes underneath the bench because they were getting stepped on so much, but the self-controls especially. Continue to pray. And we, I should always pray for God to guide my thoughts and which verses to go to, which ones not to go to, and conciseness in what I have on. Every preacher should do that. It does not always work out that way. But God's able to do anything. Joseph, he exercised self-control. The one instance that I think of is, was it Potiphar's wife? He could have done anything he wanted there. Nobody may have ever known, but, he ends up getting thrown in jail. And now Joseph was a sinner, but he was a good man, a good son, and, his brothers, not so much, but we don't know everything about them. But this was the family of Israel, of Jacob. But also, Joseph, he needed God's blessings in that. He needed power to overcome and exercise self-control, moderation. But he was good. He's probably one of the best types of Christ there is in the Old Testament. Amen. Just, I've read that there are hundreds of instances where he is a type of Christ. We may hit a couple of those, but there are so many things that you might think, well, this is probably Ward's subject, or this is what he's thinking about and all, but I have something that I want to lead up to. And some of the songs, again, I have touched on that, but I just want to go from about the 28th chapter of Genesis to about the 37th chapter, but not all of that, so just relax. I want to grab some thoughts out of here. We know... we are at least, at minimum, familiar with the story starting from this 28th chapter of Jacob's dream. And then we go on into the 29th chapter. So I want to go through and just grab some verses out of here. And this all leads, like Brother Jeff was saying, that all those verses and thoughts that he put out led to his text and all, so I hope this leads to my conclusion or my thought. So the 29th chapter is where Jacob met Rachel. And I believe that the very first verse, her name's mentioned in the sixth verse. Rachel is the daughter. But then down in the ninth verse, 29th chapter of Genesis, and while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. 11th verse says, and Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. So, looks like Rachel made an impression on Jacob. And so, let me go on down. Some thoughts are coming, but they're not necessary. So let's use some moderation. Let's toss those out. So, 16th verse, Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. He made a deal with Laban. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. So he agreed. Jacob served him 7 years. 21st verse says, Jacob said unto Laban, maybe that's Laban, I don't know. I didn't look up the pronunciation. Forgive me. Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him. So he's fallen down on the agreement already. He didn't bring Rachel. He brought Leah, his older daughter. He went in unto her. Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah for his maid, for an handmaid. And so both Rachel and Leah end up with handmaids that come up later on in Genesis relating to Jacob. Jacob says, what is this thou hast done to me? Did not I serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Well, I guess he should have told Jacob that before now. So, and this one of Jacob's relatives, by the way. And fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. So 14 years Jacob served Laban. Fulfilled that agreement. And he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And then there it mentions her handmaid. When the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So Leah has three sons. We have Reuben. Now Reuben should be familiar. That's Jacob's oldest son. So we're getting into the people, the family of God here. This is Israel itself here. So just now we see 14 years went by, and Jacob had to spend working for his, I believe it's his uncle, but and then so from Leah has three sons. Simeon, Reuben, Simeon, and Levi. So in the 30th chapter, Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children. Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. So this was important to her. This was important to her. But do we believe that in Rachel's her emotions here and her feelings and all, that God was still looking upon her and Jacob, this family, that he is chosen? And you go back to Abraham, Isaac, and now Jacob. Just like Jesus Christ, who, like Brother Jeff said, is God, was God in eternity, had all power over everything as he walked here those 33 and a half years. God's not surprised at any of this. He is perfectly in charge here. And again, I would encourage you to think upon your own lives. I was thinking about my own life when Jeff was talking about moderation. Probably my worst thing is gluttony. You know I love to eat. There's others. I know. But we're to take up our cross daily and follow him in service. So anyway, as we go on. So my Rachel's handmaid, Bilhah, she conceived and bare Jacob a son. Name was Dan. So this is coming through, and not getting all of these details, this is what we're coming through here. They're not even Canaan's land. So in the 31st chapter, moving along, let's see. The 17th verse, chapter 31. Then Jacob rose up, set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle and all his goods, which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten in Paddan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. So he's going to go to Canaan's land here. And all these, most of all these things are going to come back up here in a moment. Even Jacob, even his dreams and some of these experiences here. And so Laban, then down in the 29th verse, he's not happy. He says, it is in the power of my hand to do you hurt, he says to Jacob. But the God of your father, spake unto me yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. So Laban is having to exercise some moderation and self-control here. Obviously, it's in the power of his hand to do him hurt. But then he says, now, though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? So he's discovered he's stolen his idols, his gods. Well, Jacob didn't do that. Someone else did. Rachel, 34th verse, Rachel did not exercise moderation. She says, now Rachel had taken the images, put them in the camel's furniture, sat upon them. Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. 36th verse, and Jacob was wroth and chode with Laban. And Jacob answered and said unto Laban, what is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff. And what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. This 20 years have I been with thee. So 20 years he's been with him. He served him. The 14 years he's fulfilled his agreement with his father-in-law. Here he's gotten Rachel. So he's still on his way to Canaan's land here. 42nd verse, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty. God hath seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight, he tells him. Brother Jeff kind of alluded to this, but in driving 90 miles an hour, and then, you know, but keep me safe and so forth. Most everything that I can think of, there's some things that just happen in life and all. But the number of things where either I did not observe, exercise moderation and temperance, or wherever I am, like he said, going down that road of sin and getting, how did I get this far down this road? And then I pray for this. Except the God of my father had been with me. He's still with us then. Don't think you've ever gone so far that you can't come back. and repent of whatever it is. But except the God of my Father be with me. He's got to be with us. I try all different wordings of prayers depending on the situations in my life. The latest one has been, Lord, be close with me. His close presence. And when I say that, my mind is drawn also to others. Just be close. I know He's there. I know He hasn't forsaken me, or any of us for that matter. But I want that closeness. Let me live in the way of moderation, that He might be close to me. But I felt I wanted to use that word with. Be close with me. Be right there. That's my prayer for all of you too. Whether I'm driving 90 miles an hour or not, I'll try to do better. So Jacob here is acknowledging God. God's purpose still exists. God's purpose will be carried out in spite of all of this. Hadn't changed. Amen. Hadn't changed at all. Now in the 32nd chapter, around the 24th verse, this is where Jacob was left alone, wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. His thigh was out of joint. Mine was felt like a rib was broken yesterday, not my thigh. My thighs were fine. Wrestled with him. Now in the 28th verse, let me grab this. If you're wondering, 28th verse. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. There we go. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Now, you know Jacob is a sinner, saved by the grace of God. He's a supplanter. Stole his father's birthright. He was not great. I believe Jacob learned through his life. He certainly learned humility. So he becomes Jacob there. His name is Israel, I mean. Sorry. Now in the 35th chapter. Chapter 35. The 11th verse. So we're getting close to 37 where I'll end up. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. I am God Almighty. He's speaking to Israel. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee. And kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it. And to thy seed after thee will I give the land. Now, of course, he's talking about the tribes of Egypt. Joseph has a big part in this. He's not one of the... So anyway, so God's purpose and His, in fact, His will at this point is being carried out. In 17th verse, as I'm going through here, I think I have a few minutes. Came to pass, 17th verse, chapter 35. And it came to pass when she, Rachel, was in hard labor, she's no more barren. She gave Jacob two sons, Joseph and then Benjamin. And as we get to the 37th chapter, Joseph is about 17 years old. Benjamin's 4 to 6 years old, somewhere in there. So that's the two sons from Rachel. We know that Jacob loved Rachel. first time he interacted with her, he kissed her and he wept. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, "Fear not, thou shalt have this son also." That's a true statement. And it came to pass as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is in Bethlehem. Now, let's jump to the first verse of the 37th chapter. So Rachel gave Jacob two sons. We know how much he loved Rachel. And what was it said that Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. So Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. So the difference here is Jacob dwelt there. He abode in Canaan's land. His father, or I should say his fathers, they were strangers and foreigners in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah. These are the handmaids that were given the two wives, Rachel and Leah. And so these are the other, some of the other sons of the 12. His father's wives, so they were all his wives, Jacob's. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. And that's all that's said about that. We don't know what's in that evil report. Have to think that Joseph, 17 years old. I can vaguely remember when I was 17 years old. And so we know Joseph is 17 here. And I don't think he would have just gone back and lied to Jacob at this point, which we shouldn't. Remember the two midwives. They told some untruths, but not to God, not to the Holy Ghost, to that king there, Pharaoh, whose name we don't even know. But he's 17, and he brought this evil report unto his father, Joseph did. So we're just, Joseph just getting started here. And I'm not going to go through this long story of Joseph, and we're familiar with this. I said I was not going to say any more that, oh, well, we know all about this. There's more to be found in this. I'm not saying, but this is not what's on my mind. I want to make a couple of points here at the end. Won't even talk about it. It'd take how many sermons to talk about Joseph being type of God, of Christ. And I don't have that. So I'll go ahead and tell you now. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. He loved Joseph more than all his children. Well, I think about Rachel. Look how he loved Rachel. Now, there's a reason here. It says, because he was the son of his old age. He was the son of his old age. Now, my mind immediately went to, and I don't love my granddaughter, Beverly, more than my son. Of my old age, people change. Parents change when they have grandchildren. I know some of you know that. My mother was not the same when she became a grandparent than when she was a parent. Totally different. So a child of my old age is precious and all. But this says the reason that Jacob loved Joseph more than all his children because he was son of his old age. But then he said he made him a coat of many colors. We know about that. There's plays, movies, and everything related to that, about that. So that showed, this love for Joseph showed. Of course, I think about Benjamin as well. But anyway, let me continue, and I'll try to begin to wrap this up. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. I don't know how much moderation and self-control his brothers, well, we know later on. They threw him into a pit. They sold him into slavery. Has the purpose of God wavered at all? No. No. It's still here. I think part one of Joseph's attributes or events here, actions, where he's a type of Christ, is how he saves his brothers that tried to kill him. He's their savior. It's all natural. It's nothing spiritual there. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren. And they hated him yet the more. I'm thinking to myself, you know, Joseph, you don't have to tell all the dreams you have to your brothers. They already hate you. Why don't you just keep that to yourself? If this is a prophecy, then in your dream, then that's fine, you know. But he tells them. So there's some writers, some commentaries that would say that Joseph was somewhat spoiled. Israel loved him more than his others because of his son of his old age and so forth. Maybe Mark was only 8 years younger than me, but there was something there between my older sister and me. Something changed. You know what? They're not as hard on him and Mark as they were us. But that's my problem. I love him. Love Brother Mark more than anything. But Joseph told it his brethren. He said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed." I can see their rolling eyes. They're rolling. Now, I don't know if Brother Ty rolls his eyes when you're using moderation and he's trying to be patient with the hair and all that. But the rolling eyes, like, oh, here comes a dream from Joseph. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. This cannot work out for Joseph here. And his brethren said unto him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us?" In Luke, the 19th chapter, 14th verse, as far as his brothers and Joseph here. Says, and then Jesus, these words of Jesus, says, 13th and 14th verse, let me grab those. And he called his 10 servants, and this is a parable, and delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, "Occupy till I come." But his citizens hated him, and sent a message after him, saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us." John chapter 15, the chapter 15, the 18th verse. This is Jesus. This is part of this type of Christ, Joseph. Jesus tells his disciples, "If the world hates you, we know that it hated me before it hated you." This is the Savior of the family of God, the eternal family of God, and they hated him. They hated him. Joseph would end up saving these evil brothers that hated him. He'd save their lives. Joseph was placed with great power in Egypt and over the granaries and so forth, and saved them from starving and all. And Joseph was meek. He had the power. He had the power to speak one word, and they would have been annihilated, but he saved them, and he still loved them there. If ye were of the world would love his own, but because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. So this is Jesus Christ, and I won't get into any more types, Joseph being a type of Christ at this point. I want to get to my thought. Ninth verse. And he dreamed, Joseph, yet another dream. Okay. Oh, boy. And told it his brethren. And said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father. Now, at this point, maybe he's thinking, well, my father understands. He's had, my father's had some dreams. He's had some experiences here and all. So he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And of course, and Joseph's mother is dead. Birth mother is dead. So her the mother of the family here is what who he's talking about. And his brethren envied him. So didn't help there. Now, I don't intend to go into all that other stuff that happened to Joseph, but he kept going. And God's providential hand was upon him. This is Israel, and this is the sons of Israel. This is the family of Israel, and then they grow in number, as was prophesied. I didn't finish that 11th verse. It says, but his father observed the same. That doesn't mean he just looked at it, but he took heed. But also, it is the word, if you look that word up there, it's circumspect. Israel, Jacob, he looked all around. He looked at that dream. He thought upon that dream. Yeah, things came back to Jacob. Out of all this, all of this mess, out of all of this anger and lack of self-control, moderation, the evil things that his brothers, that evil report, whatever that was about, of the other sons, of the handmaids, the evil things for the rest of this story of Joseph here, this mess finally turned into the divine sovereignty of God Almighty. It all worked out to the point that to the point where Jesus Christ was here observing the Passover that God instituted through the tribe of Levi. That had everything, anything, any change here. Now this is one of those things. Oh, what if Joseph had done away with, or had Pharaoh, who he was in his favor, had Pharaoh kill all those brothers. You did this to me. You threw me in a pit. You sold me into slavery. Watch what I'm going to do to you. He didn't do that. He loved them, and finally had to tell them who he was, and then saved them there. But God, his providence, his providential hand was over them. At that point, to where, because I tell you what, Jesus has said, and in the New Testament, that Scripture might be fulfilled. These things were going to be carried out just as solidly as Jesus was going to go to the cross and be crucified. This was going to take place, and you can continue to read through here. But we know even the lineage did not go through Joseph the son, but of course Jacob and so on down, David and so forth. God's will was done. His purpose was. Stood firm in this. Now, my thought is this morning that I'll leave you with is you think about your lives now in all of the turmoil, all these things that Brother Roger prayed for us in the sufferings, whether it be medical or financial, emotional, spiritual problems, physical, then through all of that, God has not changed one iota. It's the same God. And he's with us because he loves us. These people he loved, brothers of Joseph, along with Joseph, were children of God, I would say God as a father, he was going to have his way in the end here, he carried them through, and he shows his love in the midst of that. There was a reunion of those brothers with Joseph, and the love was there, and they changed. They changed. We all grow and mature. We learn as we're exercising this moderation that Brother Jeff talked to us about. We learn, and we also, hold on to more firmly than ever, I look back at the times when God blessed me to exercise that moderation, and get through something. Will I stop sinning? No, I'm afraid not. But God still loves me the same, whether I follow it and walk that narrow path or whether I do not. But does he deserve us to follow that? Does he deserve us that we not be dishonest, that we glorify him in our lives? He deserves that. And one day, as we laid Brother Norman to rest last Wednesday, we knew that day before his soul and spirit was called home. He is home. His body's left here to rest until Jesus calls his name. But now he knows. And I told someone, Brother Norman may have been mistaken on scripturally, he knows it now. He knows it better than anyone. But he's not worried about that. He's looking upon his Savior and Redeemer, the same one that walked this earth, that saved us eternally, and that saves